Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, last week you were telling us about the Torres wines out of Spain, very old amigos.
Very old amigos.
Probably the first winery that really got me excited about Spain many, many years ago. And we talked about the kind of entry-level wines
that they have. The value, well, there's a lot of them. They make a huge number of wines. But, you know, one of the great things that we like about Spain is that they present such great value. Now, inherent in using the word value is the implication that this is good for the money. And I'd say that that's probably a good way to look at that.
Mm-hmm.
But one should not assume that because a producer has a lot of good value wines, that they don't actually have some really top tier wines. And so I thought I'd talk about some of the things that they do that are remarkable. First off, you know, over the last couple of years that I've become a big fan of Albariño, produced in the Rías Baixas area. They have one. It's called Pazo das Bruxas, I guess. Pretty classic, you know, honeysuckle and melon flavors with some nice peach notes. One of the things I like about Albariño, and this one is evidencing it, is a terrific acidic skeletal structure that all the nice lean fruits mm-hmm. hang off. And then this is just a classic example. One of the things that you should always do with Albariño, in my opinion, is drink young. So it's an elegant, pleasing white wine. It should do really well with fish and seafood. Sells for about $17 to $18. So I think that's pretty good value.
Yeah, very much.
Now, one of your favorite DOs, if you will, is Priorat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's definitely an emerging region in Spain, even though it's a very old region in Spain. Torres has got a Priorat called Salmos, which you've talked about before in the mm-hmm. past. I think this is a terrific bottle of wine. Very deep cherry, dark fruit with notes of cedar and dried herbs, very full-bodied. One of the things I liked about it so much was that the texture was just elegant and silky and refined. So there's a ton going on with this wonderfully elegant structure that supports the whole thing. A little on the pricier side. This is getting into Saturday night dinner wine. This is going to be about $35 to $38 or thereabouts. Does that match your recommendation?
Yeah, but there are Priorats that cost a lot more than that, too.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, I thought it was actually pretty good value. There's that word again. Now, if you really want to sort of stretch yourself, they have a wonderful Cabernet from the Penedès area called Mas la Plana. This is a big wine. It's going to have tremendous presence, classic dark cherry, cassis, cedar, leather, mint. There's a ton going on in this really refined package. It's not elegant like the Priorat. It's definitely going to be much more of a powerhouse.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be Saturday night dinner wine when you're going to have a big dinner. This is going to be about $70 a bottle. I thought it was really impressive.
That sounds really wonderful.
It really is. Now, for those of you who want to do something maybe a little bit different, there's also some spirits that come from Torres. There's a brandy, which is 10 years old, aged very dark, and has notes of sort of spice and cinnamon, which I thought was really attractive. That's going to sell for about $22. And those of you who are fans of Grand Marnier, well, there's a Torres Orange brandy called Torres Orange, which has wonderful, bright orange flavors and aromas for about $30. So good value across the board.
Torres is the name. It's a wonderful wine. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.